Good morning.
Good morning, Keshwa.
Good morning, Alhamdulillah.
Good morning.
Good morning, David.
Good morning, Keshwa.
Good morning, Brother Representative Lamo. Good morning, Meredith. Good morning, Panditji. Good morning, Venerable Kelson. Good morning, Treasure Alex. Treasure Sandra.
Good morning.
Good morning, Watkin. Good morning. Good morning, Susie. Good morning, Karen. Good morning, David. Good morning, Govina. Good morning, Elise. Good morning, Gabi. Good morning, Chetan. Good morning, Elizabeth. Good to see you again. Good morning, Helen. Good morning, Elise. Good morning, Meta. Good morning, Bodhisattva Patrick. Good morning, Joanna. Good morning, Sheila Ninja. What's
good
the name
morning.
Of what's the name of your dog?
Mina. Mina.
Mina?
Yeah.
Oh, nice name, Mina. Good morning, William. Are you meditating in somewhere in Nepal? On Himalayan mountain? Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Joshua.
Good morning, Arlene. Good morning, Fernanda. Good morning, Joy. And good morning, anybody watching on YouTube. Yeah, Alhamdulillah, begin with a short prayer.
We'll start with Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra three times. Yata mune mune maha munaye soha jyata mune mune maha munaye soha jyata mune mune maha munaye soha.
How does God please pray for one of our member, very just, you know, Doc Nala. She has cancer, and one of our member, Tom's friend, passed recently. Pray for him to obtain higher rebirth. Met the Dharma in very young age and met perfectly qualified teachers like Arya Nagarjuna, Arya Asanka. Then able to actualize the entire Lambrim path within, you know, his mind stream. So then, of course, please also pray for all the people who lost their life because of this pandemic, and people are still struggling with their life, you know, because of this pandemic, and all the people who are, you know, physically, mentally struggling because of this, you know, pandemic. This is not, it's over yet, and some part of the world is like numbers increasing, and anxiety, the stress, the fear that people go through. Please pray If it's possible, so then please visualize, you know, visualize the form of light, so dark, bright, dark blue, dark, bright blue, you know, color. The medicine Buddha on your crown color is like a bright dark blue. How you say it now? You know, like till we reach shamatha. And as of course, it's like not easy to, you know, visualize anything. It's not easy. But we do have, you know, a lot of mental image. You know, it's not like that. We don't have any idea how to create mental image. It's not true. It's not true. We have all kinds of mental image. Some of them are crystal clear, but not much beneficial. We have mental image. So here, what we're trying to do is we're trying to create medicine Buddha, you know, like image on every single crown, every single being's crown, on every single being's crown. We're trying to create medicine Buddha image. That's what we're trying to. When I say visualize, means, you know. Right now we are till you reach shamatha, it's not easy to make it real, but you know, so just to get idea or form up, you know. Then when you reach shamatha, so even like in the size of lantern, you can visualize the entire mandala. Can you imagine that? When you reach shamatha, can you imagine that? So then you can visualize in the size of lantern, you can visualize the entire mandala. Because your concentration is so strong, you know, suppose because it's so strong. So before that, you know, so like so right now we are trying to create like mental image. That's all what visualization really means. We are trying to create mental image of this, you know, healing Buddha on every living being's crown. Okay? And color bright blue. Color bright blue. Right hand, supreme giving hand gestures. Usually like this, or like this. Not like this, usually like this. Thumbs here, then it goes like this. This is called supreme giving hand gesture for the sake of knowledge. It's called supreme, refers to siddhi, spiritual attainment, common, uncommon spiritual attainments, you know. So that related to Vajrayana teachings. So then also like, you know, like giving, like liberation, fully enlightenment, like that. So that, you know, is like common, like both in Sutrayana, Tantrayana, like giving liberations. Not like giving money, you know, so through teachings, to teach you how to achieve liberation. It's not like, oh, here you go, here's the liberations, take home. It's not like that. Teaching. Supreme giving hand gestures, you know, medicine with the right hand, supreme giving hand gestures, you know, Rangi Chivo, Sanjay Menchila. Visualization symbol means you're trying to create an image, that's all. And holding some kind of plant, even though there's specific names, Arura, but doesn't matter, medicinal plants. Left hand, meditative posture like this, holding a ball. That ball contains three types of nectars. In this case, because it's about healing, generally speaking, there are three different types of nectars: immortality, medicinal, inexhaustible nectars. In this case, particularly, you visualize medicinal nectars, okay? The bowl is filled with medicinal nectars. That bowl is filled with medicinal nectars. So then while we recite the mantra, so the nectar flows from medicine Buddhas. Some case that you visualize light and nectar both. So then Chaitanya Swaroopamurti said, why did you visualize light and nectar both? So this create the cause, the light, visualizing light, create the cause for clear light. Realize your clear light. So the nectar cause, like illusory body. So that's what Chaitanya Swaroopamurti said, for the sake of knowledge. So then some other practice, if you visualize the light as a hollow light. So then from that hollow light, so the nectar flows, then completely purify all the physical sicknesses, mental difficulties, all the complications related to the mind, complications related to the body, completely purifies, then you physically, mentally become very healthy, that you can do more good things in order to benefit all sentient things. That's the primary reason why you want to be physically healthy, mentally healthy, because you want to benefit. You want to liberate yourself from samsara. You want to achieve fully enlightenment, betterment of all mother sentient beings. Altruistic attitude, bodhicitta. Because you want to actualize bodhicitta within this very short life, you want to actualize bodhicitta in order to contribute for world peace, better world, peaceful world. Help other beings. Okay? So with that, visualization, with that knowledge, so then we recite the mantra.
Here's the phrase. One with equal compassion for all, whose name merely heard, dispels the suffering of the lower realms. Dispeller of disease and the three poisons. I prostrate to medicine Buddha, lapis light.
So when you see or hear the word suffering, it doesn't mean pain, it means problems related to the mind, problems related to the body. Just think about that, okay? Make it bigger. Oh yeah. But we are not going to change this translation because that's how this translates. So in Sanskrit words called dukkha, it's nothing to do with the pain. It's like complications. That's why you want to liberate.
So we'll say 21 mantras. We'll say the first three out loud and the last one out loud. Maha Bekanze Bekanze Raja samgate soha. Raja samgate soha. Heyata om bekante bekante maha bekante bekante tada samugata soha.
No. So there lie, no, so there's some other practices mentioned there, Ranglu, Tangsal, Sheta, Jurus, Ranglu, your body, Tangsal means like clear, clean, like crystal glass. That's one some other text mentions. You know, so then after that you visualize that your body becomes like clean, clear, clean, like crystal glass. Okay, so some other things mentioned like that, so that's something you can also think about that after you finish the recitation of the mantras, okay?
And now the four immeasurables. Listen, three times. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the cause. May all be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. And now the Chenrezig Mantra, it's the Buddha of Great Compassion.
Oh yeah, so again here, all my friends, please, while we recite the Mani Mantra, some of you probably hearing this first time, as I said, that one of the six-syllable mantra, you know, the mantra, Buddha of Compassion. Number one, it's only six syllables. It's so easy to learn, But one of the Tibetan king, you know, wrote this book like probably more than 1,000 pages. It's all about Mani Mantra. So now here again, you know, man, they still use the Sanskrit word. They still use in day-to-day life spoken language, they still use this word, man. They refer to the mind. I don't hear in the Western world, I don't hear what people say like that. In Asia, the people do say, oh, my mind is not happy. The people do say, my mind is not happy. It's nothing to do with the physical body. You're physically fine. People say, my mind is not, I'm not, my mind is not happy. People say, and here, you don't hear, you know, people, I'm not sure why. If you hear, people say, I'm not happy. You know? So there is very specific, there is very specific. They say, my mind is not happy. Nothing to do with the physical body. They're physical, they are fine. The mind is not happy. Sembaki will be doing this, my mind is not happy. Semba, in Sanskrit, is called man, mantra, man. Tra, mantra. Tra is like protect. Protecting the very mind. They sometimes you say, my mind is not happy. Their mind, protect. Protecting the mind is the meaning of the mantra. That's what mantra means, man. So they very used a lot of Sanskrit words, like, you know, kind of dying language now, not many people use. But this particular word, man, still people use in Nepali language, Hindi language, they still use this word, man. Chit, another word, chit. They still use. I'm not sure in Hindi language they use. They still use in Nepali language called chit. They still use also means mind, same thing. So mantra here for the sake of knowledge, mantra means protecting. Very mind. Occasionally you say, oh, my mind is not heavy. That mind, protecting that mind from problems, from difficulties. Oh, so now here, when we recite the mantra, so of course in the beginning, that's why there's small scope, middle scope, great scope, small scope. First, you need to help yourself. You can help others. If you can help yourself, you can help others. So first, you need to learn how to help yourself. That's what the teaching of all small scope is all about, how to help yourself. Mantra. So now when we recite the six-syllable mani mantra, of course this mani mantra is all about compassion. You know? So then while we recite the six-syllable mani mantra, please visualize that problem associated with pride and arrogance goes away. First syllable. Second syllable, jealousy. The complications, the unhappiness that are caused by jealousy. Then as a subdue or eradicate from your mind stream, okay? Second syllable. Third syllable, doubt, negative doubt. Or maybe I don't think I could achieve enlightenment. Even Giri Gelag said in the class many times, Giri Gelag said, you know, Lama Adhija said, Lama Tsongkha Vashayajamana Buddha said, I don't think I can achieve liberation, that kind of doubt, negative doubt, not every doubt, negative doubt. Well, the fourth syllable, number fourth, third, then purify or subdue or eradicate doubt from your mind stream. So then third syllable, you know, then ignorance. Simply so not knowing the fact caused so many complications. Not knowing the fact caused so many complications. Oh, so there is no ignorance. There can be many different types of ignorance, but ignorance about causalities, ignorance about the fact or the reality or truth, ultimate truth. Oh, that. So then fifth attachment. Every complication that you are going through causes by attachment, subdue, eradicate. Then every complication, problem causes by hatred, anger. Then level six. Is that correct, Pandiji? Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah. Thank you.
Oh yeah, so that, then while you recite the money mantra, so then very mantra that you're reciting is going to be guided meditations, to how to subdue all this, you know, six different types of cause that, you know, the cause that, makes our life messy or miserable. So then you visualize that. So then, of course, then together with, because we are mind a practitioner, so that every practice that we do, every recitation we do, every form of spiritual practice that we do, we try to do it, you know, based on bodhicitta motivations. Oh. So then it's very important to have altruistic attitude. So then your practice become more practice. Practice will have more substance, more power, okay? Because the intention is powerful intention. That's the most powerful intention you can ever develop, bodhicitta. As I mentioned, I think last Sunday, I don't remember, we are not taught. We are taught to get something. We are not taught to give something. We are not taught you will get something by giving. We are not taught. We are not taught in our school. We are not taught you will get something by giving. We are taught to get as much as possible. If somebody's hurting, it doesn't matter. If you need to compete, go ahead and compete. So getting is very important. But giving, there's not much emphasis on giving. It's a way to getting something, no. So then, you know, that's why the bodhicitta, you know, bodhicitta is different. Bodhicitta, idea of bodhicitta, or practice of bodhicitta, is very foreign to our ears, because we are not taught to be kind. We are taught to compete, succeed. If somebody's, your success of your company, that's more important. If some other company is going bankrupt, doesn't matter. You should focus on your company. If somebody's go bankrupt, it's okay. Nothing wrong. Like that kind of idea. So then, you know, cause like problems, cause problems. So we are now learning giving is the way to get the maximum benefit. Giving. Why? Everybody likes to receive something. Why you get maximum benefit? By giving, everybody likes to receive something. That's why. Everybody likes to receive something, including yourself. Always want to receive something. That's why giving is the way to get maximum benefit. Nobody likes to be taken away something from them. Everybody likes to be received something that you are providing them, make them happy. When you see they're happy, then you get maximum benefit. You know, so if your neighbors are happy, it creates easy atmosphere. It creates harmonious atmosphere. If your neighbor is miserable, always complaining, it kind of, you know, kind of make your life also stressful too. Even though you are the one not doing anything, but you know, the energy that you're around is very much negative. So when you give, now when you see a smile in people's face, that's like now the energy, the positive energy is manifested in the physical body. That you see people are happy, smiling, makes you kind of happy. Of course, it reduces this amount of stress and uncertainty that not know that person is going to hurt you, and that person is smiling, happy, so you know that person is not going to hurt. People, when the people feel good, they're not going to hurt anybody. Only people that hurt, they feel insecure, they feel unhappy. That's why the people hurt people. So anyway, that's just sideline. So with the money mantra, so, you know, so altruistic attitude, bodhicitta attitude. So we are just learning, or maybe giving is the best way to get the maximum, the best way to get something for yourself. Okay? So that with that attitude, so then we recite the money mantra, six syllable money mantra, then visualize that, you know, each syllable purifies complication that causes by ego, pride, jealousy, doubt, ignorance, attachment, anger, okay? So then the recitation of the mantra have become, you know, something productive. Well, you know. So then Lamula will lead.
Read the verse of praise together, by any fault, white in color, whose head a perfect Buddha crowns in might, gazing compassionately at all beings, to you, Chandrasekh, all seeing one, I prostrate. So let's chant this 8 times.
There's something wrong with your mic. I think that your voice keep breaking. I'm not sure that. Stay away from the mic, or I'm not sure. Now chant, please.
I'm sorry.
Your voice is much pleasant than my voice. My voice sounds like donkey voice.
Oh, no. For green Tara. So let's read the verse of praise. Tare liberates from cyclic existence. Tutare liberates from the 8 fears. Ture liberates from all sickness. I prostrate to the liberator, Mother Tara.
Mm-hmm. So the 8 specific fears we mentioned in part of practice doesn't mean only the 8 fears. Each and every fear. So the, with that, I say, whatever just Venerable Hamula recite, this is the meaning of the mantra. So with that knowledge, then recite mantra, okay? So we get immense benefit. And also His Holiness the Dalai Lama suggests during this pandemic, reciting Pala mantra will benefit all of us.
So let's chant this 7 times. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Now, Geshe-la would the refuge in bodhicitta prayer.
Sanje chodam soje chonam la chanjo padon dane kazon. Dage cheshe jebe asonam je nola genje asanje nubayo. If you can follow, if you can repeat after me, that's good. If you cannot repeat after me, don't worry. So whole purpose of, you know, doing this refuge and bodhicitta prayer three times before the class is to set up positive motivations. If you are, you know, like, I'm going to listen this to benefit all sentient beings. That, you know, use this is like guided meditations, supposed to be guided meditation. No, it's supposed to be guided meditation than just simply reciting the word. If you can develop altruistic intentions, so then that's good enough. No? That's, no. So there's a whole purpose, okay? Sanje chada soje chonam la chanjo padu dane japsa. Dage cheshe jebe asunam je andola penje asanje andola yo. Sanje chada soje chonam la. Chanjo bardo dane chapsu je dage cheshe jebe asunam je andola penje sanje andola yo. You know, it's quite interesting, like, you know, so like, you don't it's not about worrying, okay, you are not worrying about your talk, you are not worrying about your Dharma talk, how well people are going to receive. Your primary goal is altruistic attitude, that's the most important than anything else. You are not worried about how well you are going to explain, how well you are going to receive by people. These are not main concerns. Because you yourself make sure that to whatever class that you are going to teach, so that you teach as just benefit. That's all. Just benefit. That's all. It's not about you. It's about benefiting. So from your side, it's listening, teaching is about not just about you, it's all about benefiting. So that's why you say, listening these teachings, then you dedicate the marriage for the betterment of all living beings. At the same time, person who's teaching the class, whatever marriage that you're going to create by teachings, so that you're thinking more, you are focused on the marriage that you're going to create by teachings, is to benefit all sentient people. It's not about how well I present, how well I explain, how well people are going to receive. These are not the concern. So that, you know, itself, this is a beautiful tradition. So this beautiful tradition that it just automatically reduces the stress, number of stress that you are going to generate over your class. No. Oh yeah. So how you know that whether your class is going to be beneficial or not is very much depend on karmic connections. So then you know there's nothing much you can do. So the last stanza, this is about like that you are going to teach and like all language, you are going to teach in all language. So that's what it says in the last second stanza. And practically, so even I cannot teach in English very well, so just visualizing they're teaching in all language. So So then traditionally, you know, traditionally, according to Gelug tradition, you always say certain verses from Lama Tsongkhapa teachings, that's how you start the class. You recite certain verses from Lama Tsongkhapa teachings, so then that's how you start the teachings. Then, of course, the Heart Sutras have been recited, you know, before the class. The Lama usually lead the Heart Sutras chanting, so in some case, just a mantra. You know. So now all my friends here, so are you able to meditate on precious human life daily basis? We want to, you, me, all of us, we want to make progress. We want to accomplish something. Even in the spiritual field, we want to accomplish something. How you become good at, how you become good at something. Doing just one time, probably you are not going to become good at. You know, you are not going to become very good at making authentic Indian tea if you just made one time. You know, same like pizza or banana cake, apple pie, you know. So you do it again, 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 then that's how you become good at. Same thing, all my friends, in the spiritual fields. It's not about, oh, I know what is precious human life. That's not good enough. That's good because you know what is precious human life. It's now, no questions about, do you understand? Yes. It's not about that. Do you get it? Am I saying correctly? Did you get it? Did you get?
Yes, Geshe-la.
Did you get what precious human life means? Did you get? Oh, so that? It's important for all of us in order to. Yeah, of course, you talk about realization. Same like you gain like realization of making banana cake. You don't have to think much because now you have become so expert. You become so good at. You don't have to measure every single time you have learned. Similar like that. Similar, you know, precious human life. Did you ever wonder why the Lamrim begins with the precious human life? Lamrim, even though there are many, many realizations been laid out after that, it begins with the precious human life. Why was that? Because we human has problems. We human has problems. We don't have faith in ourselves. We don't have faith. That's very unfortunate. You know, we don't have faith that we can become better. We don't have faith. We have tons of reasons that why you are not good. We have tons of reasons, and we believe in them. Precious human tanjo dindinyama tarasamas. According to Jorje practice. Tanjo dindinyama tarasamas. Somehow it happens. You got one somehow. Somehow you got one. Mm. If you waste, just slip through your hand doing nothing, if that precious human life slip through your hand doing nothing, what that means doing nothing? What do you mean doing nothing? Making it miserable, and not taking the best out of this precious human life. Why is not taking the best out of this? In the beginning, you don't realize this is precious. You don't realize it's precious. That's why you are not taking essence. That's why we are not taking the best out of this, because we don't see the precious. We don't see the precious. Huh? So even the object, once we realize, oh, this is so precious, this is antique, this has like hundreds of years of history, this is precious. Oh, we take care of them very seriously. Why? We see the value. We don't see value here. There's no value. That's why we waste. No, we are not worried. We are not worried about wasting this because we don't see any value. No good. Very reason, right out of the Guru devotions, the first topic, the Lamrim begin with precious human life. There's a proper reason. We don't see any value here. We don't see any value. Then top of that, not just that, top of that, we are going to be here forever. Ignorance, pure ignorance. There's no valid base to support that idea. It's just idea. In reality, that we don't have confidence that we are going to be here tomorrow. We don't have confidence. In reality, we don't have confidence. We have ideas. We don't have confidence. In the meanwhile, we see all the time. People are leaving the world all the time, regardless of age. People are living this world all the time. And meanwhile, you are thinking you are going to be here forever. Oh, no. So in order to shape this life, in order to make this life, in order to get the most out of this life, we need to shape this life. So, and it requires some knowledge, some profound knowledge in order to shape this life. Panjodindanyabha Tharizams. If this slips through your hand by doing nothing, means doing nothing good for yourself, then of course good for others. If this life slips through your hand, doing nothing good for yourself, if you can't do anything good, you can't do good for others. It's impossible. If this precious human life slips through your hand, doing nothing, then this is very difficult to find. Believe or not, this is not easy to find. Difficult to find. You may have idea of this piece of cake. Ignorance. So I'm going to waste this life. I'm hoping to get another one. That's not skillful. That's not smart way to think. Why you don't use this now? You already have one. Use that, then you could get another one better. If this life just slips through your hand, doing nothing good for yourself, there's a great loss. That's what Lama Tsongkhapa said in the Jorje practice, day and night, think how you can help yourself. Then I think how you can help yourself. Then you are kind of requesting, please bless me able to do this. Please bless me able to do this. Huh? You're not asking, oh, please bless me to get bigger house. No. You're asking, please bless me able to do this now, able to do this. Please bless me able to see this very life that I have is a precious. And please bless me to see very clearly. I don't have confidence that I will be here tomorrow. That's the reality. That's the reality. No, that's fact. That's not ignorance. That's not ignorance. That's how you shape your life. That's how you shape your life. That's how you produce healthy mind. That's how you produce healthy mind. Oh, very important. Okay, all my friends. So, it's something that is, you know, need to be think again and again and again. And before the beginning, you may put a lot of effort. Then it become, before it's like artificial, then it become non-artificial. Then it's spontaneous. It become spontaneous. Minute you wake up, you are thinking about how to take essence out of this precious human life. A result of meditating on precious human life. Next time when you wake up, then your first thought that rises in your mind is thinking how to take essence out of this precious human life. How to make the most out of this life, that life that I see is a precious. The next time you wake up, the first thought that rises in your mind is to not waste this precious human life, and you remember that your life is precious, and day and night, and you are remembered, and you are thinking, and day and night, you are thinking about how to help yourself, how to liberate yourself from all the problems, all the complications that you experience from beginning this time. And you are thinking very seriously how to liberate yourself. And day by day, you know, day by day, and try to subdue positive, negative thought, increase positive thought, like that. You know? Then the next day, first time when you wake up, then you think about the first thought that rises, how to take essence or most out of this precious human life. And you, then that's good, you know, so. And that will take care of like low self-esteem, self-hatred, very unfortunate. Looking down on yourself, thinking that your life is not worth it, thinking that your life has no meaning, all of that will disintegrate, all of that will subdue, because you realize the very life that you have is precious. Precious. That you make sure this precious doesn't slip through your hand by doing nothing. You know? So, then you take causality very seriously. Take causality very seriously. Why? Because you don't have confidence that you're going to be here tomorrow. If that's the case, what follows after that? Nothing. Your house? No. Your body? No. What follows? Merit, positive energy, merit. Oh. Positive action, verbal positive actions is important. Mental positive action, very important. Physical positive actions, very important. And end of the day, that's what's natural. What's natural? What do you mean positive, verbal positive, mental positive, physical positive? Oh. If that's benefiting you, if that's making your life more healthy, is making other people's life easier, that's what it means. That's exactly what it means, taking essence the most out of this person's life. Guarding three doors, body, speech, mind, guarding, looking at them very closely, very closely. Oh. Sake of your own happiness. You do it for yourself. Do it for yourself. Why are you doing that? Because you realize this is precious. You don't want, you are fully aware, make sure this precious doesn't slip through your health by doing nothing. Oh, like that. Okay. So very, very, very important. Very important. Like, having a faith in yourself. It's hard. I don't blame you. Sometimes you say, oh, how? It's not easy, okay? It's not easy, but it's hard. But it is the right path. It's the right path, the right approach to see this precious. Even though it's hard to see the precious, we have to walk. We have to walk. So we all have to, okay? 反正人家把他这种东西说了,心都念高,你这种东西去见到了,你就不能把清楚了。Please bless me to take the most out of this precious human life. Please bless me to see this life as precious. That's what you are requesting, blessing, to transform. Because right now, the thought about myself is all negative. Please transform. Please transform their thoughts. That's why I'm requesting your blessing to transform this attitude that I have towards myself. But the way I think about myself, it's all negative. So, this life slips through my head like this kind of thought. Is completely waste. Great lost. Because why is great lost? Because it's not easy to find. That's why I said, that's why one of the Gautama masters said, my precious previous life giving me this such a wonderful gift, and you are begging to this life, please don't throw me off the cliff. You're begging to yourself, don't throw me off the cliff. How? Being pessimistic. Oh, that's how you throw. Oh, so this is very important. Okay, all my friends here. So I've said this many times. So I think you also probably read Lamri many times. I myself read many times. Now the question is, are we getting it? Do we get it? That's how you say? Huh?
Yes, Geshe-la. Are you getting it? Do you get it?
Yeah. Are you getting it? If not, time to read it again. Don't think, oh, I already read. Doesn't matter. You are not getting it. If you read, doesn't matter. Oh, I heard many times. Oh, looking for something new. For what? Just collect information, become like computers. I think I'm qualified to say this because I did study 20 plus years in the monastery. I become Gishi, one of the best Gishi Saramba. So realize just learning is not going to change anything. It's not going to change because we are not getting it. We're just learning. We are not getting it. How many times you heard learning? How many times, now question, how many times you thought about that your life is precious? How many times you thought about that? If the answer is none, not good news. Oh, I heard Lamri only one time. How many times you thought about precious human life? Every single day, oh, you get it. You are getting it. What Lama Tsongkhapa said in Lamri, you are getting it. Even though you heard only one time, Now the main question is, are you getting it? If not, so they need to think again, till next morning when you wake up, the faster they rise in your mind is precious in my life. Very good. So day and night, you are thinking about how to help yourself. Very good. Then now you are started thinking how to get the most out of this precious human life. Very good. Very good. These are all Lamrim practice. Lamrim practice. Therefore, reciting, studying, reading, mantra, recitation, all of that, dedicating that towards dedicating that towards liberation, fully enlightenment is all good. Then creating merit, you know. So then, the end of the day, you feel good. You feel good. You feel like your life has meaning. You feel like your life is worth to live. Even like one single breath, breathing, you are taking in and out, has meaning. It has meaning. Your breathing has meaning. Every breath that you taking in and out has meaning. So then, you know, then it's good. You know, that's how then, that's healthy mind. That's healthy mind. So I'm just, you know, encouraging all my friends. So make sure that, you know, we don't waste our time. You know, every Sunday morning we get together here, talk about Sunday mountains, and then nobody get any benefit. You know, so we need to think seriously. Think seriously. That doesn't mean like, you become unhappy person, like, not like that. You know, we need to take the Lamrim teaching as serious as possible, this idea that you are going to be here tomorrow is like deceiving, how you say, deceiving. No, I don't get any benefit out of that. It doesn't get any benefit out of that. Do good things. So this could be the last day. If you have a choice, what are you going to do? Something good or something negative? You choose. If you choose something good, so then, you know, that's how you shape your life, okay? So then with that kind of, you know, with that kind of practice, then if you can learn more, so then good, you can learn more, you can study more, you can increase your amount of your practice, you increase because it makes you happy, it makes you feel good. Of course, you know, when you do practice, it makes you feel good, you know. So then you decide, okay, then you feel like, oh, my life is very much blessed by, you know, the Lama Tsongkhapa teaching, Shakyamuni Buddha's teaching about Bodhicitta, about, you know, Shunyata. My life was very much blessed, you know. So then, say, like, You feel great, you feel very good, you feel fortunate. Before this breath ceases, you have some understanding. You have some understanding, you manage to get some understanding of Dharma, some understanding of Bodhicitta, some understanding of Shunyata, or some understanding of Vajrayana teaching. Then you kind of like, even though you are not able to actualize actual realization, but you manage to get some understanding, that is, that you feel grateful that before this breath ceases, that you manage to have to get some understanding about Lama Tsongkhapa teachings, the importance of Lama Tsongkhapa teachings, the importance of Lamrim teachings, then you manage to get to know something that you are grateful, then that kind of motivates to learn more, contemplate, and like, then what you call the last one, what's called? Simulation or like integrations.
Yes, Geshe-la, integration.
Integrations.
Yes.
That's critical. Integration, that's critical. That's critical, okay? No, so then what else? So, what else? So maybe you are ear is tired of hearing the same thing again and again. Now, as I said, questions. Whenever you feel like that, oh, I heard it more than 1,000 times, please ask yourself questions. Are you getting it? If you are not getting it, then the question, what's the point? What's the point? What is the point? The first place, what is the point of learning? The first place, what is the point? Oh, my idea is just to become scholar. Then that's your decision. But Lamdev is not taught to become you to become just scholar. That's not the purpose of the Lamdev teaching, is to you become expert. That's not the purpose. That's not the Lama Tsongkhapa intention, is you to just become expert. If that's your idea, I respect, that's up to you, that's your decision. There's nothing to say. Nothing to say. No. Nothing to say. Oh. In the first place, if your intention is to turn this light inside out, so then the question is, are you getting it? That's the important question. Are you getting it? That's the important question. If you are not getting it, what I need to do, I need to think again, 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 same thing. Well, the first banana bread doesn't turn out very well. Or you give up, it's your choice. If you give up, oh, too difficult, no one try. Or if Nili can make it good, why not I can make it good? Same thing. So ask, talk to Nili. How she does. That's, and how many times she made. She's probably not going to say, I just made it one, I become expert. No. Or she will tell you step by step. Then you have hopes, oh, maybe, you know, then you could say, remember the first time when I came here, Stephanie is teaching me how to type. I told the example many times. Idea is to type without looking at keyboard. I say, impossible. That's impossible. Even though somebody's doing it, I feel like it's impossible. Even though you see somebody doing it, even though you see Milagrava did it, Angulimala, who killed 999 people, did it. We see, but we don't believe. It's impossible. Slowly, 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 slowly. Now you did it. Now, not really big deal like that. Now the question is, okay, so the first place, the point, what's the point? What's the point? That's important. What is the point? What is the point? Why? Why you are deciding mantra? Why? Maybe you have some goal, maybe you have some goal, otherwise you don't do things without reason. Why you do? Why? That question needs to be answered. Why in the first place? Why you do? Because I want to X, Z, and Y. So then based on that, you know, yeah, if Angulimala can do, if Milarepa can do, you know, that we can do, so you have to just have to have faith in yourself. Faith in yourself. That's why Shantideva said in the Guide to Buddhist Way of Life, the very beginning, if somebody here looking for something new, Shantideva said, I have nothing to offer. Whatever I'm going to say here is already been said. Old people say, who? Parashadi Muni Buddha. That's nothing. If somebody looking for very poetry way of writing,
poetic
way of writing, you are not going to benefit. There's nothing poetic here. If you are looking for something new, there's nothing new. Just meditating on precious human life every single day. You are practicing Lamrim. You are practicing Lamrim. Oh. If you are thinking something good about yourself, you are practicing Lamrim. Why I said that, that's the very beginning of the topic of the Lamrim. That's why I said you are practicing Lamrim. Oh. So then, you know, of course, that it will get better and better, slowly, slowly. Not overnight, slowly, it will get better and better. That's better, you know. Mind become healthier and healthier and healthier. So then you get immense benefit, okay. So we should not forget the point. So, why we become lazy, why we postpone, why we stall, I say why stall, why we stall, why we become lazy. Oh, idea, you're going to be here forever, that idea is deceiving. Oh, why I'm wasting my life? Why I'm wasting life? Oh, you don't understand. You don't get it. This life is precious. Once you see this something very precious, you are not going to waste it. You are not going to waste it. Because why you're wasting it? Because you don't see this is something very precious. That's why. Why you become lazy? Why just postponing, putting up? Why I'm putting up? Did not realize that you don't have eyes. So sorry, I'm going to say you. I don't have confidence that I'm going to be here tomorrow. I don't have confidence. Not realizing that, that's why I postponed. I just put up. Tomorrow. So there's no shaving your life. So then, oh, this is important. So then, that's how then your practice will have substance. Because you know, you don't have confidence that you're going to be here tomorrow. You don't have confidence. You have idea. Everybody's idea. That idea follow very last minute. You still hope that you're going to live. That idea is deceiving. It does not mean that you should not think, you know. So it does not mean it's kind of complicated. It does not mean like, you decide. I'm just telling you, then you are the one who decide which one is more beneficial. Thinking I'm going to be here forever, or that thought follows till last minute, that thought is there, not going to help. Or now, thinking seriously, analyzing seriously, do I have confidence that I'm going to be here tomorrow? If not, don't make this life miserable. Make it miserable. Because you have no clue how long you're going to be here on this planet. While you are here, better to get the most out of it. Make it worth it, you know? Like that. Okay. Otherwise, you know, so, especially in 21st century, there are so many things that could easily disturb your mind. We just open, turn on TV. What do you hear? They're not talking about precious human life. They're talking about who said what and what said what. You know, what did they? They're not. You have choice. Like, if they are talking about precious human life all the time on the television, I think we are already better up. Oh, you know, so like people's mind get very disturbed by watching news. You know, so like that. Anyway, so finally that we are responsible. We are moral responsible. We are moral responsible to make this life precious as is it said in Lamrim to recognize. Okay, to recognize. Oh yeah. So there's nothing much to say. So that's what I want to say today. There's nothing much to say. That's what I would like to say today. Any question, Thomas? Any question there?
There was one from last week, Geshe-la. Let me find it. Sorry, I'm in the wrong place. The question was, how do we minimize grasping at self when we get angry or sad or happy? Do we say, oh, anger has arisen, instead of I'm mad or I'm sad?
Alex. Donation. Alex, donation. Contribution.
I guess focusing on others helps. Focus too much on yourself.
Focusing on others. Oh, yes. Very good. So the question is, when you get angry,
yes, instead of saying I'm mad or I'm sad, say, oh, anger has arisen, or oh, sadness has arisen.
Very good. Very good. Yeah, Alex says focus on others. So yeah, so that was that's not really a question, it's more like a statement. Huh?
Yes, I think they answered their own question.
Yeah, that's good for me. So you ask questions, then you answer yourself. That's very good. So everybody hears the answer. That's very good. Yeah, that's very good. Actually, very good. Good point. Instead of saying I'm mad, I'm angry. Yeah, very good. Anger rise. That's, you know, that's a step. That's a very good step. Today, what else? What time is now? What time is it?
Time is almost up, Geshe-la. So there's about 4 minutes.
Okay, all my friends here, so that you come here every Sunday, I greatly appreciate it, and I very much wish and hope that we all, including myself, we all see our life as something very precious. Sooner than later, I very much hope and pray, including myself, we all, whatever ways, reviewing Lamrim in daily basis, contemplating while you are reviewing them, contemplating, I very much hope that it's based on foundation of all the good qualities, whether it is based on Lamrim part in Guru Puja, whether it is based on 8 verses, 4 transformations, whether it is based on 3 principles, acts for the path of enlightenment, whether it's based on Song of Experience or Brief Lamrim composed by Lama Tsongkhapa. So I very much hope and pray that we will, sooner than later, we will see that the very life that you have is something very precious. Then the second step, then we will make sure this precious life doesn't just slip through our head by doing nothing. So there will be great loss. There will be great, great loss. So then may we all day and night think how to help ourselves. And also think how to get the most out of this precious human life and beg this life. Don't throw off the clip. Produce another one. Another one. Continue my learning knowledge. Continue the... So something like that. That's what I pray. So you do the same thing. Okay? So with that, then we'll end the class. All right?
Let's read the dedication verses, Master Shantideva. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food, may the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may these never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid, and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, or as long as sentient beings remain, until then, may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Now the long life prayers, starting with one for His Holiness. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good, all-powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age, one with great patience received the name Avatare, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama, ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. You who uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjana's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplish magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, savior of myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long. Om taritu taritu re so ha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha.
Just go along, we have a few minutes to recite the dedication you've made. So just say our merit, okay? Just say our merit. They're beautiful dedications. So please, you can join your heart. You don't have to say it. You can just join your heart. Ramallah will read.
Due to the merit of our practice, all sentient beings be free of every problem, every complication, pain, suffering, natural disasters, man-made disasters, pollution, sewage, poisons, and harm. May they have every happiness and joy, and may whatever they want or desire be placed close beside them. May they have every leisure, opportunity, richness, wealth, and resources. May they give and receive loving kindness, support, care, compassion, great compassion, bodhicitta. May they realize emptiness in and out of meditated equipoise without resistance. May their environment transform into a pure land with wish-fulfilling trees. And may they liberate themselves from samsara in this very lifetime. And when they pass away from this life, may they be born on a lotus with qualities complete and become a vessel for the transmission of any or each of the Buddhas in the Buddha fields, receiving direct teachings from them, and cause them great delight until they attain the full and perfect enlightenment.
So the wishful tree did mention in the teachings called Pasam Gishin. So when you read the Shantideva's Guide to Buddhist Way of Life, chapter number 10, the dedications, it's been mentioned in that chapter number 10, dedication prayers. So that tree has been mentioned there, wishful print trees called Pasam Gishin, okay? Just for the sake of knowledge, not just, Ramallah just made it up. It's already in the Shantideva's chapter number 10, dedication. Most of you are aware. Okay, thank you very much. And very good to see you here. And be safe and well, and have a wonderful weekend, okay?
Thank you, Geshe-la.
Thank you, Geshe-la.
Thank you, Geshe-la.
Thank you, Geshe-la.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Geshe-la. Thank you, Lama.
Oh, yeah.